Welcome everybody. Shir number 1318. Will any today Lilinishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi Zisel? Lilinishmas Blim Abbas Ramosh and Lufur Shalem Raful Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our Malacha of Merakeid Sifting. Okay, so we spoke about last time the three different stages of whereby one would not allow to be strained out. Again, we're dealing with straining out liquids. We're trying to get through the subject of liquids in reference to merakeid straining. The lashon is, like we said last time, the language is a little bit different. You have straining, you have sifting. Sifting is more like by hard items like cereal, flour, these type of things. And you have straining, which is like a strainer, more like with liquids mixed together with solids. So we spoke about a while back in reference to pouring off. If somebody has liquids and solids and you want to like pour off, let's say, the liquid. So when the liquid starts to drip, we said you have to stop. That's the point of connection. But now the question is, we said that there's three levels in reference to regular drinkable water. You have the type of, or any drink. You have a type of drink, type of liquid that's not drinkable at all because the average person won't drink it because of, you know, what's in it, and whatever the case is, the sediments or the type of water and dirty, whatever the case is, then you have, so that will be also the strain minatoira. Then we said, secondly, you have the type of drink that's also midrabanan, whereby many people won't drink it, but if they have nothing else, they will drink it. Then you have the type of water, the type of liquid that's, it's perfectly drinkable by everybody, and then nobody has a problem. Everybody would perfectly drink it. Here and there, somebody strains it a little bit, just to, a little bit extra, just like a you know, make sure 100%, but it's a regular drinkable drink and it's no problem at all. So that we said would be no problem unless somebody is an istinus, Bir Halacha brought down, unless somebody is extremely finicky, extremely particular, and they bechlal won't touch that unless it's filtered out. So then for that one person would taka be a problem. So just to start off with the worst case scenario, some examples from the Sefer. Again, we've been trying to go through the Sefer Shem of Zachar, and also a little bit from the Sefer Shemir Shabbos Gehilchasa and so on. Some examples in reference to what might be a usur min haTorah as far as straining out, whereby the water is really, or the liquid is bechlal not drinkable at all. So what one case brings down the Sefer Shemir Shabbos Gehilchasa, this is all in Perek Gimel over there, Ois Nun Dalid, Perigimel talks about Bara, Maraka, these various different type of halacha. So, for example, he brings down straining noodles. Somebody has lakshin. They want to strain out, they have water and they have lakshin. So, to strain that out, of course, will be Aser Min HaTaira. Noodles may not be strained out from the water in which they have been cooked, right? Assuming, obviously, it wasn't cooked on Shabbos, it was cooked before, that wasn't strained out, whatever the case is. So, Prince says, well, okay, now I'll just go ahead. It's already done before Shabbos. Everything is cooked. I'll just strain it out. I need the noodles. Get rid of the water. I'll take my strainer. That you can't do. That will be Aser Mamish Min HaTaira of Merakeid straining. So, that's what he brings down. Noodles may not be strained out from the water in which they have been cooked, since it's not usual to drink this water. This water is bechlal, nothing, not drinkable at all. So then he goes on to say, this could be also a little bit of boirer bekli, you know, the boirer using an utensil, but since it has to do with perforated liquids and perforation and so on, therefore it runs under the guidelines of merakeid straining, which we mentioned many times. Obviously, these basically go crisscross as far as merakeid straining and boirer. They go mamish crisscross even more than when we spoke about zoira, which is the winnowing part of it. We went through that whole malacha that has to do with blowing wind. If it doesn't have to do with blowing wind, then it would not fall under the malacha of zoira, winnowing. But when it comes to even though boira bekli, separating with a kli, when it has to do with perforation, straining, and these type of things, it runs under the malach of merakeid a little bit more than bura. But be it as it may, it doesn't matter. If it's a derisa, it's a derisa, and it's asa. But so now he goes on to say, nor may they be picked up with a perforated ladle, right? Somebody has Somebody has a perforated spoon, one of those slotted spoons, and they'll say, well, good, I'll pick up I can't strain it out, but I'll just scoop out my noodles with my perforated spoon. You can't do that. That's, again, runs under the malacha of merakeid, with the object of letting, and if somebody does it with the object of letting the water run out through the holes, that would taka be usur. Now, he does bring down the Sefer Shabbos Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, and he says that such a ladle, okay, so that you can't do. You can't scoop out the noodles and let the water run out, fine. So now, but he does say such a ladle, again, this is in Perek Gimel, Ice Nundalad, Ice 54. So he says such a ladle may be used, such a spoon may be used to transfer the noodles from the sauce, let's say from a saucepan to a plate. Let's say there's noodles and sauce, for example, right? A person doesn't have another spoon and they want to use this spoon and they want to scoop out some of the noodles. He does say such a ladle may be used to train. You're not draining anything out. You're just scooping out the noodles from the saucepan. So long as, that's one's sole intention, they're going to be eating it right away. They're taking out the noodles, they're going to eat it right away. One does not pause and tarry in the process of transferring the noodles. In other words, they don't start scooping out and pick up the thing, you know, pick up the spoon and let it drain out and so on. They're using it as a regular spoon, per se. That's the bottom line. I need my noodles. I'm just taking out my noodles. I'm using it basically as a spoon and I'm eating it right away. Now he says, interesting, does the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos said. Okay, so now, but he does say, interesting, that the person's intention cannot be to drain out the sauce, right? Again, you're taking out some noodles from some sauce, and I better to take a regular spoon. But I don't have a regular spoon. And we said also, even if you take a regular spoon, not to push it up against the side of the pot or whatever. But I'm using this slotted spoon. I don't have another spoon. Better to use a regular spoon. So, but otherwise, I'm using this slotted spoon. I'm not holding it up to let it drain out. I'm just scooping out my noodles that I'm eating right now. I'm using it basically as a spoon. So that's what he says. In that case, it will be okay. So long as one's sole intention is for that, and one does not pause to tarry the process of transferring the noodles. In other words, they don't like pick up the spoon and start letting it drain off, or they don't push it up against the side of the pot like we spoke about. And in those circumstances, it will be immaterial that some of the water or some of the sauce may actually flow out. In other words, while you're picking it up, and my sole intention is nothing to do with the draining. I just want to get my noodles. I don't have another spoon to use, so I'll just scoop out a little bit and put it onto my plate. Now if automatically a drop of sauce falls through the slot, so then I don't have to worry about it. That's what he says. As long as a person doesn't do a bedavka with that intention, they don't stand there, you know, pick it up and, you know, hold it up for a second that it drains out. You're just scooping it out quickly into your plate. So that's how Shmir Shabbos brings it down. If need be, one could use it. Again, it is better, obviously, to use a regular spoon, and again, not to push it up against the side of the pot or something along those lines, just to scoop it out and try and get only the noodles or even a little bit of sauce with it or whatever the case is. That would be the best way to go. But in cases where somebody does have to use this slotted spoon in this case, same thing would be possibly for coleslaw, whatever the case is, a real quick, just their intention is fully just to get out the coleslaw. They're eating it right now, and that's it. They have no intention for the liquid, to drain the liquid, nothing of the like. You do it real quickly. You're not holding it up and something like that. So that's how he brings it down. Such a ladle may be used to transfer the noodles or, let's say, coleslaw or whatever from the sauce to a plate, as so long as that is one's sole intention. They're going to eat it right away, and their intention is for the noodles, for the coleslaw, and so on. And somebody doesn't, let it stay up there for a minute so that it drains out and so on. The fact that a little bit gets drained out, sort of like automatically, so with that, we're not so worried about. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Bruch HaKol Tov.